Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's get a sampling of what Gordon Hayward had to say this morning after the season ended for the Celtics. He finally spoke, finally got around to doing some of this.
What do you say when you look at this team a year ago without you and Kyrie? You guys beat them. With you and Kyrie, you lose in five. How does that, what happened?
I think two different teams on both sides, both years. Give them another year and also a new coach, and they were playing really well, and it's always tough to compare two different teams, two different years. There's so much that can change, and it's not something I don't really like to compare anyways, but our team last year did a great job of figuring out ways to win, and It was fun watching them, for sure.
And I heard a couple of people mention the Bucks are on the same page, Were you guys not on the same page?
I think some of it is they took us out of what we wanted to do, and so we weren't as together.
Stop. Do you notice any time they hit a little glitch, like Kyrie does this too? Oh, they picked me up full court. You're really pressing me. They took us out of what we need. How come you're not on the offensive? How come you're not in the attack? Why is it always them stopping you? Were you guys not on the same page? The second he hesitated, that means yes, we're not on the same page. And teams could defend us and shut us down.
Or he could just be thinking about how he wants, in his defense, he could just be thinking about how he wants to answer the question.
He had enough time to think about it. I mean, it's been 24 hours almost.
Not that I feel the need to defend him.
Right.
I mean,
where's the first question?
You've only had all week to think about how you're going to answer these questions because you haven't been doing it.
Was the first question by anybody like, where were you post game last two games? Anybody? Or no? It's very tough on you. Talk to you this way. Yeah. It's tough to be defended. George Hill kicked your ass. He took the baseline.
George Hill. George Hill. Yeah. What a week for him.
Yeah. When Bledsoe pushed you around and nobody pushed back, who do you put that on? You being one of the veterans. It's on with this guy, boy. Good job talking today, though. Give him credit. Found some sack today. Didn't have any last night. Had some today, though. Celtics probably got to him. You probably should talk. You ain't going anywhere. This could get bad for you. Good job, Celtics, making him talk.
Care less what he says. I know we got to listen to it, but...
All right, what's next?
Were you guys not on the same page?
I think some of it is they took us out of what we wanted to do, and so we weren't as together as in that first series, I would say. I think... We obviously didn't get the result we wanted, so we weren't all on the same page. I think that's just how it is. And like I said, some of that is just on us, and that's what happens in a series, and especially when you go through some trials in a series. But again, some of it is them. I think you got to give them credit. They played really well, and they beat us. So
do you see Kyrie playing here next year, and do you get the feeling that he wants to be here?
That's a question for Kyrie. I cannot answer that question. Gordon, last night, Coach Stevens said this is one of the most trying seasons he's ever had. Just in terms of your well-being and the rest of everybody else on the team, how are y'all?
Can I stop? You know what would be a better question for these guys?
Do you want Kyrie to play here
Yes.
next year?
Yes.
Hey, he had a right answer. He can't answer that. It's on Kyrie. But you're right. Phrase it differently.
Well, there's a couple of guys who probably don't. There's a couple of guys who probably don't want him here. And for selfish reasons that I can't necessarily blame them for, but the majority of that team should want Kyrie to play here next year. And,
right.
it shouldn't even be something that they have to think about.
Right.
If you're Gordon Hayward, the answer should be yes. Marcus Smart, the answer should be yes. Al Horford, yes.
Oh, I think for Smart, the answer is definitely yes, by the way, because I actually think if you're looking for the guys that like Kyrie and the guys that are team Kyrie, I think Smart's in his corner, and I think Kyrie is in Smart's corner.
Call him Smart.
Terry Rozier?
Not corner.
I think Kyrie and Smart, everyone likes Smart, right? Everyone recognizes Smart in his grit and balls and all that good stuff, right? I think Kyrie and Smart, simpatico, buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're on the same page.
I think Kyrie recognizes what he does and what he brings.
Totally different players.
I need that type of player.
Yeah, they are different players, and I don't think that Gordon Hayward has anything to, there's no conflict between Gordon Hayward and that group. Gordon Hayward, his answer, want Kyrie back? Of course I do.
He's a floater.
Of course I want Kyrie back.
How about Hayward, too? Yeah, we were in rhythm last series. Things are good.
You know why else Gordon Hayward should want Kyrie back right now?
Yeah.
Because Kyrie Irving has taken so much heat off of him that he should be kissing his feet right now.
Right.
He really should. Incredibly thankful that Kyrie Irving is here.
Crushing.
So that he doesn't have to take really even half the amount of crap that he should be taking right now.
3 hours of crushing Kyrie, and we've done 10 minutes on Hayward.
If the last two games, post-game.
Pathetic.
If he came out and said, Kyrie came out and said, I've been terrible. I apologize to the fans. This is not what I aim to be. I aim for higher. I've disappointed you guys. We should have done more.
I put too much pressure on myself and I squeezed it.
It would be the other way around. Hayward would be getting the criticism instead of Kyrie.
I think he still should be getting more.
So you're team Kyrie.
No. I'm just trying to be fair. You watch the players. He's just there.
All right,
he doesn't stand out.
Last question here. Let's hear it.
Gordon, last night, Coach Stevens said this is one of the most trying seasons he's ever had. Just in terms of your well-being and the rest of everybody else on the team, how are y'all feeling and how do you just recover from this and move forward?
Right. I mean, certainly a very frustrating season, disappointing season, and very challenging for me individually. I think a lot of people felt that way throughout the course of the season, and for me personally, just excited to get to an off season without having to deal with the injury and rehabbing, and I'm going to put myself through. It's going to be a really challenging off season for me with the work that I'm going to put in, and I'm looking forward to attacking that. And like I said, it's a lot easier to get ready for this off season than it was last year, and. Not having to worry about the ankle or anything. So I think that's kind of how I move forward is using this season kind of as some motivation and some fuel and, just looking forward to attacking it.
It's a good answer.
It's right, though.
You're off season, with that?
Off season should be a lot easier for him this year.
It's more about basketball than it is about getting his ankle and his leg
that's
right.
The questioning. How you feel? How you feel today? How's this feel? You want to try this brace, work this. Every day you wake up and you're thinking about the ankle.
It's almost like he's writing this season off. The season that just happened.
This was a rehab.
This was a write-off for him.
This was a bridge year.
If the season is over. Isn't that sort of the best approach for him? He should probably pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And just start fresh.
That's not me. I was worried about the injury. It's nice to get into where I can just concentrate on basketball, not the injury, rehab, and basketball.
From a mental prep standpoint, throw the season away and move on.
Yeah, which is
pretend
great.
Pretend like it didn't happen.
Yes. For him, he needs to. But unfortunately, for the team and for Celtics fans, Hayward's personal bridge year came during the team's very important all in year.
Yes.
And the two didn't jibe.
Timing didn't.
He doesn't seem to sort of understand that.
He's not conditioned that way.
He knows. He knows what happened.
We'll talk to Billy Jaffe about Bruins Hurricanes. That's coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Go for details.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
All right, second rejoin in a row.
Yeah.
Nice. Billy Jaffe of Nesson is with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. But we know Billy. Billy wears a lot of different hats. And in this series, he's going to be doing some national radio work for the Eastern Conference Finals. Right, Billy?
Hello there, Beatle. Yes, hello, Zoe. Doing NHL radio, Westwood One, the national feed. And, yes, doing that with Darren Pang and Sam Rosen, the three of us. So it's actually, we've been the same crew for the last couple of years now.
That's pretty good crew there.
Bet your ass will be pulling up some of those calls for tomorrow's show.
Sam Rosen, you're going to get Sam doing it. It's great. It's going to be fun. And then doing NHL Network as well, doing all the pregame and post for the NHL Network on the TV side. So double dipping. This is a broadcast, independent contractor's dream series.
Hey, Bill, nice. A little advice here. I know you've done it. You know, you're doing a neutral call here, so keep it right down the middle.
Yeah.
You know, don't show a little. Don't get excited for the Bruins when they score. Yeah. Keep it simple. Yeah.
Well, we keep it. You know, we're energized for everybody, Zoe. Come on. You and I are similar. We have a good time when we're doing the game.
Hell yeah. I have a lot of fun. What do you make of this matchup here? You got Dougie Hamilton coming back. We spent some time talking about Dougie, but how's he been playing?
Dougie's been playing pretty good. He's been playing pretty well. He's part of a top four defensive crew that is really good, really mobile. They get into the play. They make themselves hard to play against. This is a team that, and the D crew in particular, that's their strength to this team, is how much they get the puck, how quickly they get it out, how much they get into the play, and then they support the play in the offensive zone. So they're this is a good team in Carolina. I don't think people realize how good they are.
Let me rephrase this. Is this a less, meaning, I don't want to term it that way, but you look at the last two matchups. You look at Toronto on paper, and everybody said, boy, that's a better team than you on paper from a skill set. And then you look at the slugfest you had against Columbus. Is this an easier matchup compared to those other two when you factor in the goalies and how the goalies have played?
No, this is not an easier matchup. It isn't. This is going to be a hybrid competitor that you saw between Toronto and between Columbus. I don't think they have a lot of viciousness to their game, but they have some heavy to it, and they are relentless on their forecheck. They take great routes, too, meaning Columbus, though, went right at you. You know, guys like Foligno and Anderson and Boone Jenner, they went hard at the Bruins, but they took a lot of straight lines on their forecheck. Carolina, on the other hand, their routes are really good. Their second forechecker reads the play and is very quick, and their first guy is going to flush you hard. Second guy is going to put you into areas that you're uncomfortable, and then they get pucks back. They retrieve pucks an awful lot in the offensive zone, and they're deactivate. And because of that, they keep a lot of plays alive. They get a ton of shots during the regular season and the playoffs. They shoot the puck a ton. They also give up chances at the other end. They allow the most chances in the slot of anybody. So that's where the Bruins have got to keep bringing the puck. But the thing of it is, again, even though you might get a chance, their sticks are really good recovering in their own zone. So the Bruins have got to make sure to get those chances through to the net.
Billy, we were talking earlier about Dougie Hamilton and whether or not the Bruins were right to trade him away. I think in the end it proves that they were not wrong to move on from Dougie Hamilton. But the return they got in that was a first rounder and 2 second rounders. What happened to all these guys? So JFK, you used to talk about him a lot. We haven't heard his name in a while. Lozon was one, and the other one was Senishin. What's the deal with any of these guys? Any of these guys got a shot?
Lozon, I think, does. Let's start with him. He played a bit, showed some confidence. I think he's going to be a solid NHL defenseman. I think he's in your mid-lower pairs. But he's still, 21 years old, 20 or 21, so very young. I think he's good. Senishin showed himself well at the end of the season. Whether or not he becomes a regular NHLer, I haven't seen enough of him, Beetle, to give you an accurate, report on that. But I'd like to think his speed gives him an opportunity, and he really had the right attitude when he came up here at the end of the year, and he didn't hurt himself at all. Now, JFK, he's got to get more jam to his game. And, yeah, I used to talk about him a lot because we saw a real smart, heady player when he was at BU. We saw a very complete player, very complete, the way he moved around the middle of the ice. I still think his instincts are really good. I just don't know if his execution is there, and that's going to be the question mark for him.
What do you make of tonight now that no Charlie McAvoy in the lineup? How do the Bruins make up for his loss?
Well, it's interesting in that Connor Clifton is going to be the kid to begin. He's going to be the guy who slides into the spot next to Zdeno Chara. And, Connor skates really well. The best part about Clifton's game, and I talked to a bunch of players about it, and I've known Connor, I did a couple of his games when he was at Quinnipiac, even, Beetle, is his confidence. Nothing fazes him. Even some of these guys, I was talking to some of the other D-men, and they're all chuckling, like, saying, nothing fazes this kid. He's got this attitude of, big moment, big deal. Okay, great, let's get after it. And he steps up. Now, will he play 20-plus minutes? I'm not sure if he'll get to that. But he's been in the 10, 11, 12-minute range. Beetle, I think he'll elevate up to more of a 14 to 16, 17-minute range. I think you'll see some Carlo sliding in with Zdeno Chara at times. I think you'd even see Grizzlick bumping up and playing on the right side with him. But that's the way you begin. Stephen Kampfer gets back into the lineup. He's excited as heck to get in there. And he understands his role. He'll be on the right side along with Matt Grizzlick on the third pair.
Brad Marchand seems like old, pissed off, crispy. Brad Marchand is back. Is that good? Is that good?
I mean, on the ice, yes. I think it's great. I do. It's amazing what two games of chances and finish, Zoe, will do for everybody's optic confidence. They were so good in that final game, and especially with Pastrnak coming through and in game five. They were spectacular in game five. Pastrnak coming through in game five. It means it feels good now. It feels like they're back. Now, this is a new series. Let's see what ends up happening. I'm really curious to see the matchups that we get. I got to assume that top line, the Bergeron line, and Marchand and Pasta go up against the Sebastian Aho line. That would be my guess, considering how well Bergeron did in the previous two series against top guys like a first-round John Tavares type of thing. And then I think then the second matchup is interesting. Jordan Staal is a huge man, 6'4", 220, beast of a centerman. Do you end up putting the Corrali line out there against them and then trying to free up the Krejci line and the Coyle line perhaps to go against some different competition? I'm really curious to see where Bruce Cassidy goes with that in game one.
All right, Billy. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
Final thoughts. Can't wait for this. This is great. There's a nice vibe. Don't take the Canes lightly, though. And, I felt all along, I think the Bruins were the better team in round one and round two. I feel the same way going in. I don't think it'll be easy, though, but I do think the Bruins come out.
All right, Billy says we're on to the cup. We're on to the cup finals.
Yeah, Billy called it. Good job, Bill.
Let's go for it. All right,
see
guys.
You, pal. All right, Billy Jaffe. Billy Jaffe on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Coming up next, we will hear the latest on Kyrie Irving, and it comes from one of the premier national reporters in the NBA, who's got a thought on the relationship of Kyrie Irving and Brad Stevens and where things currently stand between the two. We will hear that coming up next. Get to maybe a couple of your calls and also today's takeaways coming up at 1:50.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Yes! Nailed it.
A lot of human league today.
It's from like Fever Pitch. Right? And they're that costume party.
Yes.
Yeah.
That movie was just on the other day. And I got to say, when that movie is on, I stop and watch it. And I don't know why.
Because it's so good. Jimmy Fallon is so damn good. Fever.
Jimmy Fallon is so damn good in Fever Pitch.
Yeah. He plays the part great. I'm like this crazy Red Sox fan. And, you know. You guys go to opening day. Like, I can't go with you on a trip because the Yankees are in town.
Yankees are in town.
Yankees are in town. That's the way it used to be around here. Yes, he's that good.
No, he's not.
Turn up, Jim. Connection. Hey, so it's the intern's last day. We just took a team picture. That's his name again?
Jason. Curry.
It's funny, I never remember the intern's names. Like, I see the old one, he was at UMass back in yesterday.
Which one?
Dylan. He's from Leicester.
We have a new UMass intern coming in.
Where's he from?
That's a good question, I don't know. You got to school him on the radio. Though.
What'd you learn? What's the first thing you learned? What's the number one takeaway
from the show?
When's
he starting?
Right
now. When's that one starting?
You got to find out. The other Curry intern that's coming in next is coming in Tuesday.
Tuesday. Well, see you next Tuesday.
I love Curry.
This intern brought donuts and cookies today.
Not very nice of them.
Two classy moves by the interns. Yeah. Departing.
It's good.
They had the sausage fest last week with the cheese that smelled really bad, like feet.
Yeah, strong.
And right.
Think that's still good?
No. Well, maybe.
You could let that thing sit on the sun.
I don't know that I would eat that.
I wouldn't mess with
it. Freeze it and then eat it. It's still good. What? Put him on a mic. It's his name, Jason, right? What'd you learn from your internship?
No. Didn't learn how to talk into a microphone.
Yep.
He's not talking.
Good. You're gonna do well in this business.
Let's get to this. Shams Charania. Who does he work for now?
So he writes for The Athletic, but the video stuff is for Stadium.
You know, this should reflect his career decision making for himself. Where every time he comes up now, he's so good. He is the next Woj. We have to ask that question about like where he works now. I mean, it's really about his Twitter account. Anything that he reports, you know it's gold. And this guy is excellent at his job.
So Jeff Goodman's also worked for Stadium. And
yes.
So they were on a video together.
Goodman,
doing video
formerly of ESPN, now doing this Stadium thing, which is growing. It's a growing network. More and more you see stuff from Stadium. Here is Shams with Goodman talking about the relationship between Kyrie Irving and Brad Stevens.
The Celtics season did not go as planned. They struggled. They had inconsistencies in the locker room, on the court. You know, all the habits that you felt, you know, they didn't build over the course of the year really came back to bite them at the end of the day. They just did not play as a cohesive group. You know, Kyrie Irving is going to have to, you know, gauge all of that. The team setting, his relationship with Brad Stevens, which, you know, I'm told isn't as sturdy and strong as it was when Kyrie Irving first got there to Boston. You know, it was interesting how much he was talking about Mike Budenholzer's changes, his
right.
You know, his adjustments. You know, to me, that was kind of some shade at his coach.
That's it. That's all he's got.
We could have.
I don't know.
Gotten that.
I'm not feeling that this is as strong.
His relationship isn't as strong as it was.
I think you and I could have came on here and said that. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take it away from him, but he's hearing it from people, I guess. Yeah.
It's different when he says it.
Isn't it obvious, though?
It's different when he says it, but if he's using the Budenholzer thing as, like, the proof.
Like, we said that when he said that.
Anybody.
Like, we went, ooh, he said Budenholzer's making good adjustments, yeah.
Does he know it and he's using that as an example, or is he using that as his reason?
That's the question. And that's his reason.
Because that we guessed that that was the reason, but that he might know, and he finally was waiting for something to have to back up, because he can't just say that and not have something to back it up.
Yeah. No way to know for sure. 617-779-0985. Hold on.
Who is it?
Hold the phone.
Ken? Marcus Smart's talking at the exit interviews right now.
Marcus Smart. Oh, did I not predict this, or did I not?
Called
does
it.
Beadle
Called
know,
it.
Or does Beadle know?
I don't know even say, but you're going to say he wants Kyrie back.
Marcus Smart is talking right now. What did I tell you a couple minutes ago about Smart and Kyrie?
Together.
I said, simpatico. Smart on the idea that Kyrie killed chemistry. I'm not going to use his bad words, but I'll summarize. BS. That's BS. Told you. Those guys are tight.
They need each other.
Yep.
So you guys team Smart too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hello. What? Now all of a sudden you're not?
What, are you off the Marcus Smart
I'm
train?
I'm asking you if you're on the Marcus Smart train, because you've never been on the Marcus Smart train ever.
I was this week.
Yes.
I was this
Zo's
week when
he came
back.
Never been on that train. Zo's killed him every single time.
Because he's acting like a jackass with the off-the-court crap. I didn't like it when he punched a mirror and lost time.
Oh,
I did.
Oh, you can still say that you like intangible things that Marcus Smart and some tangible things that Marcus Smart brings to the team, while also saying the stuff he does, like punching the mirror or table, whatever it is he did punch that night in the hotel room, is stupid. You can have both of those things be true, right?
Yeah,
sure, you can. You can take the good and the bad with Marcus Smart. You can. Marcus Smart is like. It really is. Like, it just, he blows your mind a little bit. Like, he does something that's as crazy and as
stupid,
irrational
shots.
As that. And then I see the other night how when Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer, you know, he had that story last week about his dad having cancer, right?
Yeah.
A heart-wrenching story and a really great story to read, though. Like, Kevin O'Connor, I give the guy all the credit in the world for writing about his family situation right now. And Marcus Smart immediately, I think, invited them to the game and... Yeah. You know,
jersey.
Made sure to welcome them to the game and the jersey and the pictures together. And obviously Marcus Smart's life has been impacted by cancer with his mother and
mom,
all of that. And then after that, Rich Schertenlieb said that, when Set Mary was sick, Marcus Smart had reached out to him. And you're like, how is that the same guy? How is someone who's as like compassionate and caring and thoughtful, the same guy who goes into the hotel room and destroys the hotel room? You're like, what? Doesn't make sense.
But he's got demons, man.
He just, I don't know. Like, it's just wild.
It's passion. Passion both ways.
I guess it is. I guess that's exactly what it is.
That's how he runs.
He's just a passionate man.
Yeah, switch. It's on or off.
I'm just a passionate dude.
I mean, he let Brooke Lopez tackle him and fall on top of him in the middle of the game.
Here you go. Party lines are being drawn here in that Celtics locker room. Over on this side, I'm starting to take notes. Smart. Kyrie. Starting to build my team for next year.
So here's the question.
Is Smart likable in your...
Here's my big question.
Do you like Smart, Jim? I want to know.
Yes, I've always thought Smart was fully aligned.
Okay, good. Jim likes Smart. Jim likes Smart. We can all agree on Smart. We like Smart.
Smart was fully on the side of Stevens. Like, Stevens was a smart guy. So if Stevens is a smart guy, does that also translate to Kyrie? Or did something happen with Smart also this season? Can Stevens be a smart guy... but not a Kyrie guy.
See,
I don't know if he can.
I don't think that the Kyrie...
It's up to Stevens to push Smart's buttons, not Kyrie's. I think this is where everybody's got it wrong. Like, I don't think you can coach Kyrie.
Like, I don't think anybody can coach Kyrie.
I know. And Stevens' job is to figure out how to make the other four coexist with him.
Yes.
That's it. And make it mesh it.
But Stevens has always... So before Kyrie, Smart was the guy that Stevens would always build up. Every time somebody would kill him, Stevens would build him up. So maybe that's where they are aligned.
Kyrie may not know it, but he could do a lot worse than Brad Stevens, I'm sure Brad Stevens makes his existence really comfortable.
Remember how bad...
Some of the coaching or lack of coaching they had in Cleveland, he should know that there's a lot worse out
there. Like, if it comes to a head between Stevens and Kyrie Irving, it won't be because Stevens is causing a stink. We know that. It won't be because he's got any issues. You think the coach has any issues with the player? No.
If he does, he's not going to force the issue to the point where he's going to lose the player. Brad Stevens knows what Kyrie Irving means to that
team. He lost the player, it's because the player lost himself. It's on Kyrie. If there's an issue between the coach and the player, it's on the player.
Well, I'm saying, and if he did have a problem with him, he's not going to force the issue to the point where the player leaves. It's not... he's. I'll work it out. I'll figure it out. We'll figure out a way to make this work. He knows.
And if
how
Kyrie Irving leaves, it won't be because of the coach.
That's what people are saying. Like there's an issue there between the two of them.
And if there is an issue, I'm telling you, he wouldn't leave based on that.
It's another reason. It's another.
Yeah, maybe if it's even if it's a reason, it won't be the reason that a guy leaves. You're not leaving over that.
No, because in the NBA, you can get the coach fired if you want.
Exactly. You can, totally can.
Where do you put me on the list?
Oh, Scary Terry? Oh, he's on the other team. So Smart and Kyrie are on the Team Kyrie. Rozier is on the other team. I would
call Team Terry.
I would
call Team Terry.
Yeah, Team Terry.
Back and forth.
Team Scary is on over here on the right. I'm going to put Marcus Morris on Team Kyrie. I think Marcus Morris is on that team.
He's already stated, I want to be here. I like it here. I like the stage.
Together, so, yeah, he would have to be, right?
Yep.
He's got a little
Hey,
Smart, he was trying last
Kyrie,
night.
Kyrie, Marcus Morris.
Morris tried last night.
Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown. He's
I'll take
on
him.
Team Scary.
I hope not.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is. Where do we put Tatum on this? On this
another floater.
These practice rosters.
He's in his own world.
You know where you put him? Put him in New Orleans when you get Anthony Davis. That's where you put his ass.
Pelicans? Put him on Team
Send his ass to New Orleans.
Pelicans.
Yeah. Opie. I'm
Manny.
And I'm getting drilled with it.
Pelicans.
Oh, he had 11 in the third. Thanks.
Pelicans.
Thanks for the update. Yeah, I could check that on the phone, the iPad.
Well, he didn't play terrible yesterday.
There are times, Jim, where he just floats. And he just and I don't know. I guess you got to come to grips with that's the type of player is. He's going to be an outside guy. When I see Jaylen Brown attack the bucket, I want him to do it.
So loves Brown.
If you thought Tatum was floating, then what'd you think about Kyrie last night?
I was so out on Brown. Like I thought he was just like an out of control.
I'm not
player.
Sure Kyrie was really there for much of that game last
night. No, absolutely not.
Oh, Kyrie is
floating. Watch guys go by him. Ole defense.
I don't even know if he was there for half the game.
Like if you keep Kyrie, I don't expect him to give you like what he's given you in the last two or three games.
There was a sequence in the second quarter.
You said it last year. He carried you last year.
There was a sequence in the second quarter where I thought it was an odd time for him to be out of the game. And then I looked and I'm like, oh, he's been in for like the last three possessions. Kyrie Irving was on the floor. I thought he wasn't even out there. I'm like, what was he doing? He wasn't engaged in that game.
We're going to go to today's takeaways. They're coming up next. Ooh, Scary Terry.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, offering free support for life. Make this the last time weight will ever be an issue. Online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Remember earlier in the show today we mentioned the Bruins ticket stuff?
Yeah.
Man, I've been inundated with people reaching out since that point.
Yeah.
Inundated with more people emailing me their breakdowns of their tickets and how angry they are. But on top of that, there's apparently an email that went out today that offered people tickets in the balcony for tonight for $150, and people are pissed. I had this one email. This one email sent to me, forwarded like 25 times now. Special game one ticket offer. Yes. Exclusive balcony and loge tickets tonight.
People are pissed because they wish they had the opportunity. No. They wish they didn't buy their seats.
Because they're selling the tickets cheaper than what season ticket holders are paying for their own seats.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. So the whole loyalty thing is sort of going out the window, but appreciate emailing your stuff. And it was just maybe part of the theory as to why the regular crowd hasn't been there as much this playoff run for the Bruins. We'll see how loud the building is tonight, but I can tell you we will all be paying attention to that tonight.
Those low seats, they have
Velcro
on them.
So if you're there, feel free to use your voice and help the hometown team if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We had a caller earlier today By the way, we have game two tickets to give away tomorrow at 11:50 on this show. We had a caller today who called in about the Celtics, but wanted to offer a small nugget on the JFK assassination because Zoe mentioned it in passing. Alan's in California. Alan!
Ex-FBI agent Don Adams gave the greatest JFK assassination interview in history on Black Hawk Radio. Okay, real quick about the Celtics.
What's it called? Black Op Radio?
Yeah, there's an interview with Don Adams. It's about an hour and 50 minutes. He was in on the investigation before the assassination happened because he was chasing
a rifle from an office building.
He was chasing an assassin, and the guy's name was Joseph Miltier. Undercover agents from the Miami police got Miltier on tape. Basically, Kennedy was killed, and they had it all. They had Miltier on several after he did his Joseph Miltier report. Assassinations. The Joseph Miltier study totally back in the 70s. So the whole thing was a plot. It was a big plot. First plot was going to be in Chicago. That one was foiled.
Hardy asked for a tidbit. Now you're giving us the whole thing. We're going to listen to this. Yeah. Celtics, go ahead.
Okay. They're not going to win with Kyrie ever. Okay. So that's that. Have a good one, guys.
Okay. That's all he had to say. That's all he had on the Celtics. Yeah, you could have talked for an hour on JFK. Also, here's this. Justin, hot off the wire, Marcus Smart over at the Celtics facility.
That's bullshit. I mean, now one of us on this team knows what Kyrie's been through. Probably a few amount of people in this world know what Kyrie goes through. You know, it was hard for him as well. You know, he was forced into a situation where... it was business over, you know, the friendships where he had to come into a situation knowing that, you know, just a group of guys that had something going before, you know, I come here. How will I fit in? Like, he didn't want to disrupt that, you know, and that says a lot, you know, for this is Kyrie Irving we're talking about. He's talking about coming in and disrupting, you know, us. And, you know, we took him in with full arms and, you know, we tried to understand. But like I said, we never really understood because we're not in his shoes. So. That's just a bullshit statement to say his leadership killed us. I mean, you know, it's four other guys out there. It's 12, 13 other guys on the team, coaches and everything.
See you, Rozier. That's what that is. Because he used the same word. I've been doing a lot of bull bleep. That's a bull bleep statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you got your two teams there. Keep track of that.
I'll keep track of that.
Move on here.
There are lines being drawn.
Yep. Well, Smart's been around the block. It's just a shame Tatum and Brown never fell in the way Smart
did. You don't know what Kyrie's had to deal with, okay? I hope everyone understands. He's been through a lot.
Forced to go to another team.
He came here.
Didn't he ask?
He didn't want to infringe on everybody's thing that they had going on here.
Forced his way out of Cleveland, didn't he?
No, he was put in this situation.
Yeah. Felger and Maz are coming your way next from TD Garden, where game one of the Eastern Conference Finals
will
be played tonight, and you can hear it live on the Sports Hub. Go nowhere. They're next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The questions can begin. Terry Rozier will dribble out the clock. It will hit triple zeros. And after 4 years of overachievement, 4 years of going farther than they should have, 4 years of tantalizing their fans about what was possible, a market correction in 2019 for the...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.